Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
It's Melissa and Austin here on US 99, Chicago's country station. It's also Vegas week here with Melissa and Austin. And joining us right now is comedian Josh Sneed, who will be performing at Brad Garrett's Comedy Club all week long in Vegas, including this weekend. Well, we are doing our show live from Circa Friday morning. Now, Josh, I assume you've performed in Vegas before, correct?
Yeah, I get to do it twice a year now for probably the last 7 years or so. So it's pretty exciting. It's one of those things that you kind of dream about when you first start doing stand-up, seeing your mug on a Vegas hotel marquee, and it's cool every time.
Oh, I bet. Because you're not in traveling the country in comedy clubs. You're in Vegas, and a lot of people going to those shows in Vegas are from out of town. Is the crowd different? Like, if you're traveling to, I know you've got a show like in Paducah, Kentucky, and you know, that show's got to be completely different than Las Vegas. Are they more rude, or are they more happy? Like, what's the difference in the crowds?
You know, there's not a noticeable difference because everybody's here from somewhere. And I try to write material that is funny to people everywhere. You know, I used to tour as the opener for Larry the Cable Guy. And I remember when I would get the schedule, I'd see, you know, Tupelo, Mississippi and Charlotte and these places where it's like, oh, yeah, we're going to really tap into a big redneck population. And then we would see like Seattle and San Francisco, and I'd be like, how's that going to go? And then you just learn that there's rednecks everywhere. You know? And so I've learned that in Vegas, it's the same people that would be at a show in Paducah or Chicago or Seattle, but they just chose to come to Vegas the same week. So I don't see much of a difference. I do think there's an elevated excitement in the room because it is like a night out for people when they're here.
Yeah.
But in terms of the material or the way they respond to it, I don't really change much from shows I would do anywhere else.
Okay. You know how you've said before you enjoy people watching?
Yeah.
I know so many people who say that they enjoy people watching.
Oh, yeah.
I can almost enjoy it, but I can't allow myself to enjoy it because I feel like I'm staring. How do you go into people watching without feeling like everybody knows they're being watched?
Well, I actually talk about that in one of my specials that I tell people, you know, if you're going to people watch, you need to be discreet about it because I've taken it to another level where I actually try to snap photos. What? And then my buddies and I trade them like they're baseball cards.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
But I tell people don't get too comfortable with it. You have to remember the rules, like the main one being turn the flash and the sound on your phone off.
Right.
And I tell a story about trying to take a picture at the airport when I just, you know, it made the little click sound and flashed right in the guy's face. And, you know, I had to try to play it off like I wasn't taking a picture of him. But It's really kind of easy if you use your phone as the way that people watch, because it looks like you're just looking at your phone.
Oh, yeah. I never thought of doing it that way.
That's so funny.
I still feel kind of weird.
It sounds terrible to say that out loud, not on stage at a comedy club. Like I'm some kind of creeper.
A little bit, but no. It's funny.
Trust me.
I got all the tips on how to stalk people.
Yeah, no, listen, no judgment here whatsoever. Josh Sneed joins us. He's playing Brad Garrett's comedy club literally all weekend long. So if you are flying to Vegas for the Bears Raiders game, swing by Brad Garrett's and see Josh perform live. I've been there to that comedy club. It's incredible. To me, Josh, I feel like Las Vegas is, if not the best, it is number two of the best people watching on the entire planet.
Oh, without a doubt. And every time of day that you decide to do it could give a different type of people watching.
yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like 10 a.m., like the people who are up that early gambling or people who haven't gone to bed yet. I mean, it's two different types of people, but both still fantastic.
Yeah, they both have really heavy bags under their eyes because they're either just tired or old.
Yes. And the way that people shuffle their children around, some of the paraphernalia being passed out on the strip, or the way that children that probably shouldn't be walking the streets in Vegas with their parents can kind of look at it and go, that's supposed to be Mickey Mouse, but it's clearly not Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Right.
That kind of stuff is fantastic.
It's kind of a joke in here because I told Austin that when I was a young kid, exactly what you're talking about, my mom's idea of a great family vacation was to take everybody to Vegas.
Yeah.
So she would throw us up in Circus Circus to go play games she'd be on the floor downstairs gambling away.
That's great. I loved Circus Circus. I loved going to play all those carnival games. It was a nice reprieve from not winning at blackjack for four hours the night before.
I know.
Circus Circus is one of those casinos where it's like you walk in and you immediately feel like you're being put on a list. Like you're becoming a red dot on a Google map.
That's right. That's right.
Oh my
That's
God.
So funny. It's true, though. But I do love that they have kind of evolved here with there's something for even families that come out here. I have a good friend who is actually originally a Chicago guy who was the host of Battle Bots when it was on Comedy Central.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I saw that.
Bill Dwyer. They've built a Battle Bots arena live show here in Vegas, and he now lives here and hosts that.
Oh, wow.
So, like, that's a great place if you're coming out here with kids.
Yeah.
So it's off the strip, and it's like kids lose their mind in there. And there's all kinds of stuff like that to go with the traditional things people think about when they think of Vegas.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Like, because now, like, Vegas has become, you know, somewhat, I mean, not entirely, it's still Sin City, but somewhat family friendly.
Oh, way
like there's
more
things
family
to do.
Friendly.
Mel, when you were going, it was not like that.
No,
was decades ago. It was not like that at all.
But there would be showgirls walking through the casino with no tops on.
Sorry, what casino was that?
Oh, Mel, you learn so much about you just by sharing that one story.
So funny.
Josh Sneed playing Brad Garrett's Comedy Club at the MGM Grand this weekend. Josh, where can people find you?
It's just joshsneed.com, Sneed's with two E's. My new special is on Amazon Prime right now. It's called Fat Ryan, and it's a reference to how people in YouTube comments like to tell me I resemble a fat Ryan Gosling.
Oh, my gosh.
So I do have fatryan.com. If people want to watch the special, they can just go to fatryan.com and it'll take them straight to the right link on Amazon. But I hope to be getting a date in Chicago soon and would love to have people come out if that comes to fruition. So
yes,
we'll see.
Perfect.
Yes, definitely, Josh. And when you do, we'll have to get you in studio. Fat Ryan, there could be worse celebrities that you could be called a fat version of, right?
That's what I say. If it's going to be a fat version of somebody, hopefully it's the sexiest man on the planet.
He is sexy.
FatRyan.com to check out that special. Josh Sneed, listen, man, we're excited. Hopefully we're going to try and make it out to one of your sets this weekend since we will be out there. And thank you so much for giving us the time this week, man, as part of our Melissa and Austin Vegas week.
Yeah, have a safe trip and enjoy it out here, and I hope we do cross paths when you're in town.
Great. Well, it's great to talk to you, Josh. Thanks so much.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.